It doesn't get more succinct than a mere hello. That was US President Joe Biden's response when asked if he had a message for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But he offered a lengthier answer when asked how the US and South Korea would deal with nuclear or missile threats.
We are prepared for anything North Korea does. We've thought through how we respond to whatever they do, and so I'm not concerned if that's what you're suggesting.
Just before he left for Tokyo to continue his tour of Asia, Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol visited an Air Force command center.
The Air and Space Operations Center here is a key place for the Republic of Korea and the United States to jointly respond to the increasingly sophisticated North Korean nuclear and missile threats. And it is a symbol of the Republic of Korea and U.S. alliance.
The joint appearance, the choice of location, to showcase the country's strong security alliance. A day earlier, the two leaders had agreed to step up military exercises and possibly deploy more strategic weapons to the region to counter North Korean threats. There was also an offer to return to negotiations, although some analysts say North Korea is unlikely to respond just yet.
I think they're waiting to gauge what is going on with the new president of South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol. And they already know a lot about Biden from his past dealings in the U.S. Senate and as vice president. So I think they're just going to sort of bide their time and see what cooperative efforts may be in the future.
North Korea is dealing with a severe outbreak of COVID-19 and has not responded to international offers of assistance, including from the U.S. But Biden's visit was as much about security as it was about the economy, and he used it to highlight multi-billion dollar investments South Korean companies were making in the U.S.
Biden will be in Japan till Tuesday, where he's expected to continue with the overarching theme of his trip to Asia, that the U.S. is committed to the region. And although he's not said this explicitly, analysts say the U.S. wants countries in the region to see it as a counterweight to China's rising influence. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Seoul.
And Rob McBride is in Tokyo. He looks ahead to the agenda in Japan.
President Joe Biden comes to Japan with a view to strengthen ties with this very important ally in Northeast Asia at a time when the United States and Japan face a number of challenges on a number of different fronts. This is meant to send a message to North Korea at a time of increased missile testing and speculation about a possible nuclear test. It also is meant to send a very clear signal to Beijing about its increasing assertiveness in the Asia-Pacific region and its territorial demands. That is something which is felt very keenly here in Japan, which is in dispute with China over various territorial claims in the East China Sea. With events in Ukraine, I think it also sends a very strong message to Russia. The United States is leading the international community in its condemnation, also in boycotts and sanctions. It is something which is supported by Japan. And in fact, the U.S. has praised Japan for rallying other countries in Asia-Pacific to also condemn Russia for its actions. All of these things will be discussed in the next couple of days. This central part of Tokyo, the street at the moment are quiet this Sunday, but there is a very, very strong police presence. And in the next couple of days, there will be all sorts of motorcades back and forth to these meetings where all of these issues will be discussed, culminating in a meeting on Tuesday of the so-called Quad Security Alliance of Japan, United States, Australia and India. Again, this loose alliance, which is meant to try to constrain China's diplomatic and military ambitions in Asia-Pacific.